Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, is in his native Perth, Western Australia, wintertime, 2025. I am in my native East Coast United States. I'm in southern New England, summertime, 2025. The northern hemisphere is speaking to the southern hemisphere. The western hemisphere is speaking to the eastern hemisphere. And all is not well in the kingdoms by the sea. We're looking at a meeting between the two leaders of the two apparently warring cultures. That would be Donald Trump representing the United States and its alliance, and Vladimir Putin representing Russia and its alliance with, importantly to mention, the other Eurasian power, the People's Republic of China. The affair has all the ceremony of great meetings over the last, say, 500 years between warlords or potential warlords looking to avoid catastrophe. So far, the catastrophe has been avoided and kept to a surrogate battlefield in Ukraine. Perhaps you could argue the subset of battlefield in the Middle East. Perhaps. Certainly, the Iranian-Israeli contest is part of the conversation between Moscow and Washington. We don't know that it'll be on the agenda for Alaska, but it is always there for remarks by other presidents. In other words, these are two men who are meeting with a great deal to gain and a great deal that can be lost if they move the wrong way. I remind you all, there have been instances like this when people have looked for a conversation to resolve tensions. The one I'm thinking of is the young President Kennedy meeting the, you'd have to say, sober and veteran Nikita Khrushchev, leading to what was regarded at the time catastrophe, because the understanding was Khrushchev perceived Kennedy as a lightweight. What followed were crises in Berlin and in Cuba. We're here to avoid all that, but we do call on the analogies of the first Cold War. It's all we have. Gregory, a very good day to you in wintertime, Perth, where I understand looking at the Indian Ocean, all is well in your kingdom by the sea. This meeting between the two presidents in Alaska, there are many ironies, including that they're meeting in territory that was once Russia and is only marginally U.S. right now. However, the conversation is said to be turning on Ukraine. I divide it into half. Mr. Putin has goals, demands, musts that he's announced before and repeated. The question is, can he soften any of his demands in order to lead to resolution? What does Putin want and what will he accept? Good day to you, Gregory.
Good evening to you, John. Well, the first thing I would say is that the meeting is a good thing, if you like, for both Russia and for the United States, and for that matter, for the world, because these two leaders can obviously help shape things by working together harmoniously. What President Trump wants, if you like, out of the Ukraine situation is to be able to literally complete the securing of the what we've been calling lately the eastern regions of Ukraine, which were essentially always part of Russia and were Russian-speaking and the like. So essentially, Putin wants to keep what he has now gained in this war since 2022 and basically stop Ukraine from then joining NATO, bearing in mind that it was the West which offered that it would not expand NATO eastwards with the collapse of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Treaty Organization in 1991. And yet the West went ahead and did expand and promised Ukraine that it could become part of NATO and really threatened Russia. So Russia wants to make sure that that threat is not acted upon by the West, and that Russia keeps its vital access to the Black Sea, and for that it needs to be reassured on its dominance and ownership and occupation of Crimea and of the eastern Ukrainian states, the Russian-speaking areas, and to maintain that and to maintain the supply down through those areas and through the Aral Sea, through the Black Sea and into the Mediterranean and the like. So this is critical strategically for Russia. They will not accept less, and they don't have to accept less. And literally, the United States is not in a position really to dictate terms to Russia. That's the great understanding which President Putin has. President Trump really can't deny him what he has already achieved, what Russia has already achieved in this. The U.S. can levy more embargoes and the like, and punishment against various Russian individuals and the like, and on Russian trade. But they've already done that to the maximum degree. The only thing now would be for the United States to actually start really resupplying Ukraine with weapons. And even the Ukrainian military are doubtful as to whether that would win them the war, given the strategic depth of Russia. Essentially, this needs to be brought into a context where Russia and the United States agree that continued war would not be a good thing, that the war can be ended literally with some small concessions on either side. Any concessions are going to be perceived as unacceptable to President Zelensky of Ukraine. But there comes a point when he can't dictate any terms at all, because he's totally dependent on Western Europe or the United States to keep the war going against the wishes of his generals and of his population. The population of Ukraine is really antagonistic towards this forced conscription to get people into the war. They know they're not going to win it in the long run, and that there's nothing to be gained from this. So I think President Putin knows that if he keeps holding steadily, but holding out an olive branch, then the Ukrainian generals might take the matters into their own hands and basically remove Zelensky from power. We have to bear in mind also that President Zelensky is no longer legitimately the president of Ukraine. His electoral mandate has expired. He hasn't gone back for new elections. And yet he got his initial mandate when there was already civil war between the East and West in Ukraine. And that was done deliberately, because if there hadn't been a civil war in 2022 and 2021 and the like, the Western Ukrainians would never have gained the presidency, because the Eastern Ukrainians would have outvoted them, as they did in the past. So the question is, if the generals can perceive that they can have war over and a victory, or if you like, a resolution with some degree of honor, then I think they'll take it.
Quickly, what does Mr. Trump want? What's the minimum Trump can accept?
Well, he needs to, from his own point of view, be seen as the peacemaker, the one who forces warring parties to come to the peace table. Unfortunately, it's President Zelensky who has made sure that that will not happen, short of some real punishment of Ukraine. The Russians have been prepared to come to the peace table on this. They know they're not looking for the total occupation of Ukraine. They're not looking for maximalist territorial demands. They are looking for the restoration of the traditional Russian territories. But it's really been Zelensky who has to come to the table. He is showing no signs of doing that, and is largely, unfortunately, being supported by a number of Western European states, and even to a degree by Washington, which basically says, well, we can't see Ukraine suffer in all of this, despite the fact that Zelensky and, if you like, President Biden, former President Biden, and some U.S. officials started this whole operation in 2022 and caused the war to take place.
Can Mr. Trump accept the perception that he lost Ukraine? Is that something that he'll chew over and accept?
I don't think he will allow anything to have that phrase in a headline that he lost Ukraine. I think he will say that he forced Ukraine to accept reality, which was that they could not win this war, and that it was not the war which the United States had any strategic interest in swaying one way or another. Yes, the US has interests there, of course, but the reality is that this is a war which is out of the control of the United States to a large degree, except for the US, if you like, just, if you like, drip feeding it with ordnance, the same as the Western Europeans have done. So basically, if Trump can say, I brought an end to the killing, I think that will be his main cue. That will be his success. Bear in mind that President Trump definitely wants credit for victories, and he's claimed some very legitimately in recent times and some less so. The Azerbaijan-Armenia dispute wasn't brought to an end, if you like, by President Trump, but he did play a role. But I think he wants to be known as the man who's forcing the world to see reality and accept peace.
There's a larger theater when we come back. It's called NATO. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's in his native Perth, Australia. I'm in my native USA. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.